If you want to start a food fight, just ask people, what are the world's great cuisines? Culinary lore identifies three. Two seem obvious. The third is a bit of a puzzle. Weekend Edition's food commentator Bonnie Wolf explains.
Chinese and French, right? Right. What's the third great cuisine? It's not Indian, Japanese, or even Italian. It's Turkish. Think about it. The Ottoman Empire covered three continents for 600 years. They controlled the spice trade. In Istanbul, the Sultan's huge palace kitchens at Topkapi housed up to 1,300 staff, preparing, sometimes for thousands, poached chicken with walnut sauce, rice pilaf with eggplant and meatballs, salads with rose petals. Ottoman rule extended from Budapest to Baghdad and much of the Mediterranean basin. Turkish nomads had been moving through Central Asia toward the Middle East for a few thousand years. Then, at the end of the 13th century, one group, the Ottomans, set up permanent camp in what was then Constantinople, now Istanbul. By then, there had been culinary cross-fertilization from Asia, the Islamic world, and bits of Europe. Talk about fusion cuisine. For example, the Turkish Uyghurs started a kingdom in the 8th century in what is now China. Turkish manta, lamb-filled dumplings, are probably an adaptation of some kind of Chinese pot sticker. I tried them 1,300 years later on a recent trip, and they're still delicious, served in a garlicky yogurt sauce. The Turks are natural locavores. Everything is fresh and in season. Fish is cooked the day it's caught. The simplest restaurant serves a fresh salad of olives, cucumbers, tomatoes, and bitter greens sprinkled with powdered sumac. Street vendors carry on their heads piles of freshly baked sesame-covered simits, a cross between a bagel and a soft pretzel. Carts are loaded with glossy black mussels, served with a squirt of lemon. Women sit in restaurant windows making crepes to be filled with spinach, cheese, or meat. Meyhanas are like dim sum houses where waiters come to the table with platters of small plates, pickled sea bass, bulgur salad with red pepper paste, Albanian fried lamb livers, zucchini fritters. It's all washed down with anise-flavored raki, the Turkish national drink. Everything, all day, is accompanied by tea. Oceans of tea served in tiny glass cups. French and Chinese cooking deserve to be worshipped. So does the eclectic, habit-forming cuisine of Turkey.
Bonnie Wolf is the author of Talking with My Mouth Full. She's working on a book about the foods of Maryland's Eastern Shore. This is NPR News.